Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. Jesus come to set you free, give you great joy in your soul and peace in your mind. Jesus come to make you happy. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus unto the people. We have had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ like we always do. This is 2021. The Lord has blessed us to see this year the coronavirus still out. The jails, prisons still closed, but to visitation. But we are here on radio spreading the gospel. Praise the Lord, like we always do. On this month, we're going to continue the message, the grace of God. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast. Those in the free world, tell your neighbor to tune in to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance.
Amen.
My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Grace. The grace of God. God's grace is there to give us opportunity to get ourselves right with the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
This is our dressing up room to get ready to meet Jesus. Praise God. Amen. This world is not our home. We only passing through. A wise person will take time to work your salvation out. Don't go through life. Don't be ready to meet Jesus. The devil will fool people, thinking you got plenty of time. We need to take our time we have and use it wisely. Don't let the devil fool you into thinking you got plenty of time, especially young people. I know your life is ahead of you. But young people leave this world just like old people do. It's no guarantee you're going to be here those number of years. That's the reason why everyone needs to get their soul right with God. Stop playing around. Stop messing with the devil. Seek the Lord while you have time. It's sad, so sad. People mess around in sin. Don't do nothing for the soul. Drinking, smoking, laughing, cutting the food. Some people go to church, still sin, do wrong. Then tragedy strike. They leave this world. Then people try to push them into heaven. Because you're so embarrassed. You feel so bad. You try to push them into heaven. That's sad. You hear me? That's really sad. That's the reason why I preach hard. I preach on radio, warning the people, telling you, now's your time to get yourself right. Now's the time to seek the Lord. Get ready to meet Jesus. So when that time do come, you won't have no trouble trying to get into heaven. Praise God. Amen. So Velvet, Missionary Velvet, Ephesians 2 and 8. What did Paul say?
Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
By grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. What else does it say?
It said, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen. Not of works that any man should boast. Let you know, you cannot go to heaven off of self-righteousness. People think because I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't gamble, I live a good moral life, they feel like they can go to heaven off of that. You cannot go to heaven just because you live a good moral life. You don't shoplift. You don't steal. You a law-abiding citizen. That's good, but that's not salvation. We were born in sin. Jesus came to take sin out of the sinner. Fix it so you can live right. Amen. Because it's going to take holiness to make it into heaven. You cannot go to heaven in self-righteousness. Grace. Jesus gave his life on the cross, shed his blood. The blood of Jesus will do two things. He will forgive you of all your committed sins. But the blood of Jesus don't stop there. There's parts of being saved. So many Christians, they pray the sinner's prayer. Ask the Lord to forgive them of their sins. Ask Jesus to come into their heart. But the part people need to do is to let Jesus sanctify you through the blood. That's where Christians fail to do. They confess their sins, but they don't allow Jesus to breathe his life in you. Jesus wants to breathe his life in you.
Amen.
Sanctify your holy. Root out that indwelling sin so you won't backslide. You won't go back and sin again like so many Christians do. But Jesus will fix it so you can live right. If you want to go to heaven, that sinful nature got to come out. Praise God. You cannot get the Holy Ghost over top of sin. And people need to understand, know that, because you got to put new wine in old bottles. Jesus got to wash you, clean you up, make you a child of God. That's why I'm a blood preacher. I preach the power of the blood. What can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me pure as gold? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you want to live right, it takes the blood to do it. Praise God. Make you live holy. God wants 24-hour Christians where you can live right on the job. Let people know I'm a child of God. Walking down the street, in the stores, no matter where you go, no matter where you be, people see there's a change in you because Jesus shines in your life. That's the grace of God. Living what you testify, what you think about, you live it because Jesus is on the inside. Praise God. That's why Paul said, Missionary Velvet, in Galatians 2:20, for I'm crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ live within me.
Yes.
And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus will live in us. give us the resisting power to resist temptation. Praise God. And you can live right. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. The grace of God called Jesus will give you power to knock the devil down. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Let's get ready for prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message, the grace of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Wash them in your blood. Put their joy in their soul. Their peace in their mind. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver. Deliver the people from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God is just the same today in 2021 during the coronavirus, like we read about in the Word of God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. I love Jesus. Praise God. While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. The song said, oh, let me leave. All things are possible, hallelujah. If you only believe, hallelujah. You believe that we're at the homes that's preaching that and believe that prayer, hallelujah. The Lord can deliver, the Lord can set you free with whatever you're bound with, hallelujah. And you set that word of God, hallelujah. You have been set free, hallelujah. So keep on praying and keep on thanking the Lord and keep on seeking him, hallelujah. And don't let go, hallelujah. And tell the devil, say, goodbye, world, I am gone. Those behind the prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more, and he has a plan for you to prosper, so you have hope and you hang on in there. You are not by yourself. You are important to him. He can mold you and make you what you need to be. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us. We continue to pray for you. The Lord can deliver and set you free too, because he has no respect of person. Most of all, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You give God a chance and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Savannah and I. Soon we get a green light. We're going back doing what God called us to do, to go into jails and prison to preach Jesus unto those that's behind prison bars. In the meantime, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. It's a bell for you to be blessed by God. To next broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.